Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Z104.
Hi, so welcome Stacy to the show. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
So, I don't think I've ever said this phrase during War of the Roses before, but we're putting your brother to the test?
Yes.
Okay,
we are.
What is his name?
His name is Charlie.
Okay, so explain to everybody why you want us to put your own brother to the test.
Okay, so pretty much about a year and a half ago, he met a girl named Alyssa, and Alyssa looks like a model, or like one of those girls you see on The Bachelor, you know? Anyway, so he fell like super hard for this chick, and we were all like, okay, when are you going to bring her to meet the family? So he brings her over for dinner one night, and it's me, my mom, my dad, and our other sister, Stephanie.
Who is the oldest?
I am.
Okay, continue.
So he brings this girl over, and right away we can tell that she's kind of a diva. She's like kind of demanding with getting her way. She's kind of pushy with our brother. She was really picky about like what we were serving for dinner. So after she leaves, I asked my sister Stephanie what she thought, and she said, well, I'm sorry, but I can't stand her. Yeah, so basically none of us liked her.
Yeah, you said in your email she acted like she was a celebrity guest at your family dinner.
Yes, she really did. I mean, it was obvious to us that Charlie was only like in love with her because of how she looked, but she really just was not a nice person.
Okay, so fast forward a little bit now. What happens with Charlie?
So it was a few months later, and of course, this girl cheats on him. Totally destroys him, ruins his self-confidence. He even tells her that he can forgive her for cheating on him, but she said that she is moving on. So, yeah, it's pretty messed up. I really want to punch this girl in the face.
I believe you. So then what?
So now Charlie is single, which we were all thrilled about, but a couple weeks ago, I guess whatever dude Alyssa was dating dumped her, and my dumbass brother decided to meet up with her for lunch.
Oh boy. Okay, so he's opening that door for her to come back into his life again.
Basically, yeah.
Did you tell him, no, no, no?
I sure did, and he just said, it's not like that. I just wanted to make sure that she was okay. That was all.
But you don't believe that?
No, not really. And like, if I find out he's trying to get with Alyssa again, I'm gonna freaking lose it. It's messed up. She's not good for him.
So you want us to put your brother to test to see if he would send this girl flowers?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Well, let's do that then. Let's put him to the test. Now, remember, don't interrupt until after he fills out the card. And then, are you sure you're cool with all this going on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let's do it.
Darling at random.
Thank you.
morning. I'm calling to speak with Charles for please.
That's me.
Morning, Charles. My name is Natalie, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm just fine. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we started a brand new promotion this year to thank our customers, and we're drawing a bunch of names each month to win prizes, and this month, you are one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, yeah, no thanks. I've got all the credit cards I need.
Oh, no, this isn't a credit card offer. You won a contest.
Oh, I've won something?
Yeah, you sure did.
And who is this from again?
It's from the Visa Rewards Program. Every time you use a Visa debit or credit card, you have a chance to win.
Okay. I was wondering why you mentioned Visa. Okay, sure. So what did I win?
Well, each month we give away a different themed prize, and the prize this month is flowers. So you actually won a nice bouquet of long-stem red roses. So the reason I was calling is because we've noticed a lot of the guys who won the flowers obviously don't want them and asked if we could send them to their wife or girlfriend instead, which I'd be more than happy to do. So did you want us to send the flowers to you or somebody else?
No, actually, yeah, I'll take them.
So you want the flowers for yourself?
No, sorry. I want to do the whole sending thing.
Oh, okay, sure, no problem. So the first thing I need is the name of the person you want us to send them to, and it's first and last.
Okay, first name is Alyssa, and that's spelled A-L-Y-S-S-A, and the last name is...
Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card, so what message did you want us to print on there?
For message, let's think. I guess just put down something like, or just put this down. Still thinking about you and still here for you.
Jesus f***ing Christ, Charlie. Are you ever going to pull your head out of this girl's ass or what?
Oh, snap! I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Take your head out of this bitch's ass. She is using you. She cheated on you. She dumped you, for God's sake. Why are you trying to send her flowers?
Okay, what are you doing on the phone right now?
Hey, Charlie, let me cut in here real quick. This isn't actually the Visa Rewards Program. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Did you recognize the other voice you just heard?
Yeah, was that my sister?
Yeah, yes, it was. She had heard that you and Alyssa were sort of reuniting, and then she wasn't exactly thrilled about it.
And now you're sending her f***ing flowers? Charlie, come on, dude. Wake the f*** up.
I just sent her flowers because she's in the hospital.
Oh, my f***ing God. She went to the hospital because she had an allergic reaction to Botox, Charlie. I'm pretty sure she'll live.
Whatever, do me a favor and let me live my life, and you worry about yours, okay?
Fine, but if she shows up at mom and dad's place for dinner and she accidentally takes a fall down the front porch, don't say I didn't warn you.
Stacey, you really don't like this girl.
No, I don't like the way that she treats people, and I don't like the way that she treats my brother.
Well, there's nothing going on between us, and you know what? That's really none of your business. Why don't you worry about your own problems? I mean, it's kind of no wonder your husband can't stand you.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh,
okay. Hold on. This is now turning into Family Feud. So I'm going to put both of you on hold for a second while you each return to your separate corners. And then you can take a quick break here before you come back out swinging.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.